So I had one of those experiences this past Tuesday. We had rain here, and I was with one of our Doolin disciples at the Dogfish Ale House up here, and God gave me a free gift. I saw the most beautiful rainbow, and it's the first rainbow that I've been able to see from one end all the way to the other. It was just vivid colors. It was just beautiful. So what a gift that was for that. And then also we want to remember Billy Watts. His brother has been in poor health for a while, and he died this past week. The services are today, so we want to especially remember the Watts family with the loss of Billy's brother, Bobby. So we're talking about with the kids about passing the baton on to others, and so I wanted to give three recent events of how we pass the baton on to others. The first is the Nationals, the World Series events. As was quoted in yesterday's Washington Post, there's no politics in baseball. It's been a wonderful opportunity for persons of all attitudes of life that can come together into one big event and celebrate Washington, D.C. and the surrounding community that we live in. And this team is known as a team of veteran players and younger players. By veterans, I mean 35 years old. These veteran players call themselves Los Viejo, which means the old guys. And they take it very seriously that they are willing to pass the baton on to these younger players to teach them baseball, how to play baseball to their very best, and to learn from these veteran old guys that are there. So that is one way that in sports, persons, athletes pass on the baton as they train, mentor younger players. The second of passing the baton was on Friday, the funeral service of Congressman Elijah Cummings. The congressman from Baltimore, Maryland. It was Friday. It started at 10 a.m. I took a lot of the morning to watch the service from Baltimore. And it was interesting. They had a lot of speakers. And when they named everybody that spoke, I said, we're going to be here all day. And the preacher there, you know, it was getting late. And he said, people that come to speak, when I stand up, it means it's time for you to leave. So I was having lunch at Dogwood Tavern at 1:30, and they were still going. But it was a remarkable event to see persons in a deeply divided country, deeply divided Congress and Senate, that people were there to show their respect. There were two Methodists that were part of the service. One was Senator Elizabeth Warren. She read the 23rd Psalm, and she totes around her King James Version Bible. I have heard her several times in preacher events, and you know, she only has the King James Version is what she reads from. And so she read the 23rd Psalm. And then after that, Hillary Clinton, who grew up a Methodist, is still a United Methodist. And Elizabeth Warren taught Sunday school when she was in Oklahoma at her church. And Hillary had some wonderful words, and she said that his best words of advice in the arena of life were two. Do something. Do something. So here is this powerful yet humble man who is passing the baton to all those that were gathered there that day, all who are listening on TV, with simple words as this, do something. And it's interesting that he picked his own scripture for that day. He picked who would speak that day. And he chose the scripture that we heard from 2 Timothy today. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Those are good words for all of us, so I'm going to say each phrase and let's repeat it together. I have fought the good fight.
I have fought.
I have finished the race.
I have finished the
race. I have kept the faith.
I have kept the faith.
So these are the words that a lot of times we hear at funerals, but we'll learn a little bit that wasn't so much about the death of Paul, but just his circumstances. And then the third event is this. As I participated in the walk to end HIV in Washington, D.C., to support Whitman Walker Clinic, there was, they always have a speaker that comes beforehand, and I did not know this, but Whitman Walker Clinic started 33 years ago, and guess where it started? In a church basement. It didn't start in a hospital. It didn't start in City Hall, but it started in a church basement. And this is now a health provider for so many people in Washington, D.C., in the area. And so that is just the significance of the church. When we had the beginning of women's rights in the United States, it all started in a Methodist church in New York City because they had a hard time finding a church that would accept them where they could meet together. And so praise God that it is the church where Whitman Walker Clinic started their very beginnings to the wonderful ministry and health care that they provide for today. And so yesterday, whenever I run this walk, I think about, I know of persons in our congregation where they have family members that died of AIDS. I've had several of my friends die of AIDS. And so this is a time for me and for all of us through your support that we remember the race that these persons have run and the faith that they have kept as they have passed the baton on to us. So today we have the scripture of Paul passing the baton on to Timothy. And when we hear these words, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, we think, well, you know, Paul's about dead and now he's going to pass it on to Timothy. But that's not the case. What's going on is Paul is in prison in Rome. And he doesn't know if he's going to get out. But we know that he doesn't think he's going to die because later in the scripture he says, oh, by the way, Timothy, when you come to visit me, make sure to bring me the coat that I like the best and make sure to bring me some parchment so I can continue to write letters to people in the faith. But I think he was fearful that he may not get out of prison. He was probably fearful that, yes, they've got me here in prison. I may die here in prison, not today, not tomorrow, but sometime in my future, this may be the place where I die. And so he wants Christians to know that he has fought the good fight, he has finished the race, and in all the problems that he had in his life of people just being hard on him, that he has kept the faith throughout his life. I was thinking this past week about how we pass the baton. And so I kind of was reminiscing, being here 20 years, you can kind of reminisce way back. I was reminiscing this week about some staff persons that we've had here and to think of where they are now and how we have passed the baton on to them to other ministries that they continue. One I think about is Joanne Mofflin. When I first came here, Joanne was here as Minister of Christian Discipleship. She's now retired. She has continued to be active in churches in the area. And I got a phone call from her son, Curtis, a few weeks ago. And, you know, he called. He said, you know, Pastor Dave, things are just really hard for my dad. He has Alzheimer's. It's just getting really hard for my mom. What can I do? What should I do? And so I gave him the name of Sunrise here on Washington Street, and they were able to get his dad, Stan, into Sunrise. And I thought that here we have passed the baton on to Joanne. She's passed it on to Curtis, and then it comes back to us of how we connect each other in faith. I was thinking about Paul Perez. Paul Perez was a student here. He is now in the United Methodist Church in Michigan, where all he does is he works on justice issues. And you'll see him on YouTube all the time. He travels the country, and he has a wonderful message of peace and justice, equality for all people. That's his mantra of ministry, and that's all he does. And it started with us passing the baton on to him. I think about Steve Masters. I don't know if you remember Stephen Masters. He was an intern here, and Stephen is now the head chaplain at Virginia Hospital. We call it Arlington Hospital. And when someone here at Doolin is in the hospital and he knows they're at Doolin, he calls me. And, you know, I do the same, that if I can't get to be somebody, to see someone, then I'll call Stephen and he makes sure that someone will see you while you're in the hospital there. I think of Esther Mercado. She is now part of healthcare. Gail Porras, who was, with the hospice here in town, and now she is the pastor of Mount Horeb United Methodist Church in Fauquier County, and then continues in hospice care. I think of Mary Mateer, happily married, assisting us in our interim period today. I said, Mary, are you happy? She said, I'm content, but I'm calling her happy. And let's show our love for Mary today for all she does for us. I must admit, she's one of the most happily married persons I know of, both she and Tim. Claudia's next on my list. Claudia Smith. I think about Claudia. She did the children's ministry here with the Vacation Bible School, and we passed on the baton to her, and she has passed it on through her ministry with kids. She does piano. She puts up with Mike. She has all the kids. Let's show our love to Claudia there, sure. I think of Jamie Hinthorne. Jamie Hinthorne started Appalachia Service Project. We're beginning our 11th year with that. Jamie left here to get her PhD in English. She is at Catawba College in North Carolina, where she is in the writing. She helps students to write so that they can get through their coursework. And I think about how we pass the baton on to her and how she has continued her ministry. I think of Laura Neely, an office manager, that now she's an office manager of a church at Shady Grove United Methodist Church in Mechanicsville. It's a huge church. And we'll call each other and we'll talk, and I'll talk about you, and I'll talk about my problems to her. She'll talk about her problems to me. We talk on and on and on. It goes forever and ever. It's great. I think about Delicia Davis, who was an office manager here. Delicia is ordained in the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and she is the pastor at Callaway. If you know where the Heidelberg Bakery is, her church is right to the right of that. She's been there. This is her second year there. She has doubled their attendance there. She's going to receive an award soon from the Arlington chapter of the NAACP for her ministry in Arlington County. And I think about, I see her at preacher meetings, and we always sit together and just talk and carry on, and we have a wonderful time. But she always asks about, how's Doolin? I think about Nikki Marino Howard. Nikki is the one who started our Trunk or Treat. This is our third year doing Trunk or Treat. And I thought she had lost her mind when she wanted to Trunk or Treat, and it's been a great event. And she is now the associate pastor at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church in Springfield, doing wonderful ministry there as well. And then the last two, I think about Ben Bugale. We raised Ben. We did. We raised Ben. And we have passed on the baton to Ben. And Ben, I saw him at a wedding a few weeks ago, and he's doing great things. It's a huge church. It's one of the largest in Pittsburgh. And he's on a staff of five that just does worship and music. And he's the lead. So he's doing wonderful things as we have taught him, and now he is passing on what he's learned from us to persons in that church. And then I think of Ian Uriola working at Shenandoah University. College level is the place for him in higher education. And he will do wonderful things at Shenandoah University, helping high schoolers and college students discern their ministry vocation. And then I think about what we did last week when we observed Lady Sunday. It was a great day. We honored Walter Hilton and Floyd Smith, and I was just thinking about the many ways that Floyd and Walter have passed on the baton to us and to so many people in their time of witnessing to Christ here in this place. And not only here, but through their network of friends and jobs and other connections. And then I was amazed at last week of persons involved in the service. Troy Welk leading the service. Nancy Reuscher helping us with hospitality at the beginning. Alan Chen talking about hospitality. Jan Garrett leading the children's message, and she talked about how she had been teaching for 20-some years. She has passed the baton on to so many kids who are now young adults, and they may not be thinking about church right now, but it's in the back of their mind, Miss Garrett teaching me in Sunday school at Doolin Church. And there's going to be a point in their lives when that just connects, and they're going to go find a church. And it's going to be because of folks like you and I, but especially folks like Jan Garrett teaching Sunday school. Jim and Kathy Rice simply talking about setting up communion, and I reminded them today at 8:30 that communion is next Sunday. Don't forget! Anna and Ricardo talking about ministry of hope. The baton has been passed on to them, and now they pass it on to others. I think about persons that have retired from here, and I hear from them, and they say, oh, they're part of a church. One of the first things they did when they moved was to go and find a church because we had passed on the baton to them of how important the church was in their lives. I've talked to people who have moved here because of work. What do? They went and found a church. Imagine if any of us left here for whatever reason. Hopefully, what we would want to do is what? Go and find a church. So I want us to think just for a minute. I'm not going to call you out. But think about in your life, who has passed on this to you? And who have you passed it on to in your life? There was someone in your life that it was significant that here you were given this message of Christ. And now we are called to do the same. Think for a minute in silence. Who passed on this baton to you? And then who have you passed on the baton to in your life? So let's do that for just a moment, and then I'll offer a prayer. Oh God, we give thanks for persons who have passed on to us the baton of faith. And we give thanks that we've been able to be nurtured by those faith words, by those actions, and that now we've been able to pass it on to others, and they can pass it on to others, and they can pass it on to others, so that we can see the church grow and grow and grow. And for that, we give thanks. Amen.